Destinations Beyond Expectations is powered by Group Experience. Visit groupexperience.com right now to build your travel tribes. Hey, this is Stevie G. Welcome to the first DBE episode of 2024. I'm so glad that you're listening. Do me a huge favor, and if you're not doing it yet, hit that follow button on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. That's not only super helpful for this podcast, but it will also keep you in the loop when I release new episodes with phenomenal guests that are so knowledgeable about travel. So if you're already following the show, thank you so much. Well, today we're heading south, technically the most south that you can find yourself within the continental United States. We're going to Key West. It's a place with plenty to do on the water. It's not far from a very unique national park. Oh, and of course, Key West has tons of places to find key lime pie, a sweet treat you should definitely try if you're visiting the Keys. Joining the show today is Lana Sittler. Lana has written quite a bit about the Florida Keys on her Adventures by Lana blog. Today's episode is focusing on Key West specifically, but definitely check out Adventures by Lana for more great Florida Keys reads, and she's got tons of awesome adventure travel articles from places all over the world, so please do check out her blog. Well, I don't know about you, but I'm ready to learn all about Key West and some of the amazing experiences for travelers to discover. So here's my interview with Lana. Lana, thanks so much for joining me on the podcast today. How's it going?
Doing well. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. And I'm really excited to talk about this destination, Key West. You wrote an awesome blog called 25 Epic Things You Need to Do in Key West, Florida. And today we're going to use that blog to help us talk through some popular things to do in Key West for visitors. I've picked out a handful of the 25 things to do from your blog for our chat today. So if you're out there listening to the podcast, I highly encourage you to scroll down to the show notes and click the link to Lana's blog to read about all 25 things. But Lana, before we talk about specific things to do, can you kind of describe where Key West is and how to get there for anyone out there listening that might not be too familiar with the Florida Keys?
Absolutely. So I think Key West is probably the most popular out of the Florida Keys, but it's definitely not the easiest place to get to. So you have a couple options if you're trying to go to Key West. A lot of people visit on a cruise. So it's a popular cruise ship stop if you're going out of Fort Lauderdale or Cape Canaveral, even some places, other places in the southeast. So it can be a popular cruise ship destination. There's also an international airport in Key West. Can be a little expensive to fly into, but they do have direct flights to all different places all over the country, like Boston, Orlando, Asheville. There's a ton of direct flights there, so that's an option. And then you can also drive. So a lot of people do a road trip through the Florida Keys, which is what I personally recommend. So you could fly into Miami or Fort Lauderdale and then make the drive down to Key West and stop along in the other keys along the way.
And that drive is pretty cool, right? There's a lot of things you can see along that drive from like South Florida to Key West.
Absolutely. Yeah, I actually have some blog posts about that as well. If you do want to make that drive, all the different places to stop. My personal favorite key is Isla Mirada. It's like the second major town in the Florida Keys as you're driving from Miami, but there's tons of things to do all along the way, so you can definitely make like a week-long road trip out of it and end in Key West.
Very cool. All right, so let's start with number one on your list of things to do in Key West, which is eat key lime pie. Here's a direct quote from your blog. You can't visit Key West and not eat key lime pie. That should be illegal. Can you walk us through why visitors to Key West should try key lime pie, and maybe also talk a little bit about some of the variations and some of the best spots to grab key lime pie?
Absolutely. So key lime pie is my favorite dessert, so I'm a little bit biased on why you should try it, but key lime pie is pretty unique to the Florida Keys. Key limes, or Florida key limes, are a unique variation of limes. It's not just a normal lime that you see in the grocery store. So it's a little bit smaller than a normal lime. It's a little bit sweeter, not as tart. So it's a special lime that grow in the Florida Keys. They're actually like a cousin variation from Asia, I believe. So it's kind of a unique thing that you have to do when you're in the Keys. There are tons of places to get key lime pie in Key West. Honestly, you can just like walk down Duval Street and you'll see tons of different spots. My favorite variation of key lime pie is key lime pie on a stick, which is basically a slice of key lime pie and then they dip it in chocolate. It's heavenly. So definitely something I recommend. Another great spot if you are at a sit-down restaurant, Blue Heaven is a really good breakfast spot in Key West, and they have this key lime pie that's like out of this world. It's like 6 inches tall. So definitely check that out if you're in Key West.
Sounds delicious. Jumping down to number four on your list, let's talk about visiting the Dry Tortugas. Can you explain what the Dry Tortugas are and how to get there from Key West?
Yes. Dry Tortugas is actually a U.S. national park, so it's a super unique, probably one of the most unique national parks we have in the United States. It is located, I want to say, around 70 miles. I'd have to fact check that. It's about a 3-hour boat ride from Key West, so you can get there via a ferry, or you can also get there via a private seaplane, which I haven't had to do. I haven't had the opportunity to do. It's a little pricey, but it's on my bucket list for sure. So those are the two ways you can get there. So it's definitely not the most easy place to get to, but it is stunning. There's a fort there called Fort Jefferson. That's like the main thing to do there. It is a 19th century fort that was actually used in the Civil War. So there's a ton of history there. You can walk around the fort. There's like a pathway that like goes along the water around the fort that you can walk around, and it's some of like the clearest, bluest water. So it's a great place to snorkel. They have beautiful beach there. A lot of people actually like camp overnight there, which I don't think I'm brave enough to do yet, but maybe one day. So it's definitely, if you're in Key West for a couple of days, I highly recommend checking out. It's really unique.
Yeah. And this is something you'd probably have to, really dedicate at least most of a day to, right? Because you've got the trip out and trip back, and then you want to actually spend some time there. How much time would you say is a good amount to spend?
Yeah, I'd say you probably need a couple hours there to see and do it all. But it does take a couple hours to get there. So it's definitely a full day affair.
Very cool. So you brought up Duval Street a couple answers ago, and number six on your list of 25 things to do in Key West is the Duval Crawl. So can you maybe talk a little bit about the significance of Duval Street? And then, you know, what is it like to go out for a night on Duval Street? And do you have any favorite bars?
Yeah, so Duval Street is pretty much like the heart of Old Town Key West. I'd equate it to a little bit calmer, like Bourbon Street in New Orleans. It's where all the, you know, crazy bars, quirky shops, like awesome restaurants. There's anything you can think of on Duval Street. It gets a little wild there at night for sure. I mentioned the Duval Crawl in my blog post, which is like what they call a night of bar hopping there, because you're going to be crawling by the end of it. So it's definitely not something I recommend for people with like little kids after maybe 9 p.m., but you can also go during the day and get a feel for all of the, you know, funky Key West vibes. There's a couple famous bars. One of my favorite ones is, it's called the smallest bar in the world. It's like just a tiny little bar under a yellow umbrella. So that's a cool place to check out. Hog's Breath is another famous one. And Sloppy Joe's is probably the most famous.
Well, let's switch gears here and talk a little bit about the option of taking a sunset cruise. In your blog, you point out that taking a sunset cruise is one of your favorite ways to see Key West. Lana, tell me why taking a sunset cruise made your list and how going on one from Key West can be a great experience for any visitor.
Yeah, so Key West has some epic sunsets. Like, if I'm going to recommend one thing to do while you're in Key West to any person, no matter what kind of travel you like, it's watching the sunset. And I highly recommend getting out on the water and doing that. There's a ton of sunset cruise options. There's ones with like full dinners. There's like unlimited bar ones. So there's really a different style for every type of traveler, but you get to see the sunset from all different angles and be out and experiencing the beautiful Florida Keys ocean while you're watching it. So I highly recommend it.
And then kind of on the same note of experiencing the waters in Key West, not too far from the airport in the Margarita Beach House Hotel, Smathers Beach is number 12 on your list. Looks like a pretty cool beach to check out. Can you talk a little bit about Smathers Beach?
Yeah, so it's a kind of a common misconception that the Florida Keys have like beautiful white sand beaches. Whenever I talk to people about the Keys, they're like, well, you can go to the beach, right? And there's actually not that many beaches in the Florida Keys, but Key West is a little different. So Smathers Beach is actually a man-made beach. It was, I think, sometime in the 1900s, like late 1900s, it was made, and they actually imported white sand over from the Bahamas. So it's got like beautiful white sand, and it's miles long. It stretches like all the way along the coast of Key West across from the airport. So if you're looking to just relax on the beach, everyone going to Florida wants to do that, I'm sure. It's a really great place to check out. I went in the morning before it got too crazy, and it just has beautiful morning light. You can ride bikes along the kind of boardwalk area in front of it. So it's a really nice, relaxing thing to do while you're in Key West.
All right. So we've all seen pictures of the southernmost point in the continental U.S. And that point, of course, exists in Key West. Why did visiting the southernmost point make your list of things to do? And is there typically a line that you have to wait in to get a picture at this popular landmark?
Unfortunately, yes. It might be a little touristy, but you got to do it when you're in Key West. I mean, it's like one of the most famous landmarks in the Florida Keys. I think it's actually the number one most photographed spot in the Florida Keys. So I had to go get a picture there last time I was there. I've been there many times. There was a line, and we went pretty early, around like 9 o'clock, I think. So we went to Blue Heaven for breakfast, and there's always a wait there. So if you go there, go early. So we put our name on the list and then walked over. It's like a 10-15 minute walk over to the southernmost point, and there was a line. So if you are like dead set on getting a photo without waiting in line, get there super, super early in the morning, but it goes quick and people are, you know, kind about taking turns, so don't worry about it too much. But yeah, how cool is that you're in the southernmost point of the continental U.S.?
That is really cool. You know, just ballpark, I know, and this probably varies throughout different times of the day, but do you remember about how long you had to wait in line to get a picture?
It's probably like 15 minutes max, not terrible. People are just going over, you know, snapping a picture and walking away. So it looks worse than it is.
Cool, cool. So Lana, blogger's choice here. What's one more thing from your list that we didn't talk about yet that you think is absolutely worth doing on a trip to Key West?
I would say just getting out on the water, going to the Florida Keys. Like, you have to experience the undersea part of the Florida Keys. I'm a certified scuba diver. So if you scuba dive, there's great scuba diving there. But if you don't scuba dive, you can also just go on a snorkel tour. You can go on a jet ski tour, which is super fun. You can go on a dolphin watching tour. Pretty much anything to get out and swim in the ocean, see the coral and the wildlife under the sea is why people should be visiting the Florida Keys. So it's definitely my favorite thing to do there.
Love it. Well, we've covered some really great things to do in Key West, so thank you for all of your great insight. But I want to take a moment to let the listeners learn more about Adventures by Lana, which is, of course, your wonderful adventure travel blog. Can you talk a little bit about Adventures by Lana and what we can find if we visit adventuresbylana.com?
Yeah, so my travel blog is really to help you plan your outdoor adventure. You know, whether that's visiting the Florida Keys or scuba diving with manta rays in Hawaii or going to Mexico or even going to Europe, it's like my personal goal to show people that they can still travel even if they have a full-time job like I do and that you should be using that PTO to get outside and explore the outdoors. So that's really what I focus on my blog. I try to write in-depth blog posts to help you plan. People that work a full-time job might not have a lot of time to plan an epic trip. So I try to make it as easy as possible and write detailed travel guides, itineraries, you know, road trip guides, whatever you need to plan that outdoor adventure so you can get outside and explore.
And I know Adventures by Lana is on social media. Tell the listeners where to go to stay connected with your travel adventures on Instagram, Facebook, or any of the other social media platforms.
Yep. So my main platform is Instagram. You can also find me there, just Adventures by Lana. So that's where you can find me.
So Lana, I do have one final question for you today. It's a question I ask any first-time guest on the podcast. Destinations Beyond Expectations is the podcast designed for students of travel. And so I'd like to ask you, are you someone who would consider yourself to be a student of travel? And if so, can you maybe talk a little bit about something that you've learned from travel or through travel?
Absolutely. That's such a great question. I think the biggest thing I've learned from travel is just self-confidence. I've went on some international trips when I was pretty young. I actually went to Thailand by myself when I was 19 because no one would go with me. So I was like, I'm going to go alone. And, you know, I cried for like the first 2 days that I was there because I was scared and homesick. But then I just, you know, got comfortable with solo travel and being alone and figuring things out. And I think travel just instills self-confidence in you. There's some very, very stressful moments when you're traveling, and you always come out of it on the other side stronger, smarter, and you can really take that knowledge into your normal day-to-day life as well. So I encourage everyone to get out and travel. You learn things about yourself that you wouldn't have in your normal life.
Such a great answer, and I totally agree. Lana, thank you so much for joining me on the podcast today. I really enjoyed learning more about Key West, so thanks so much for coming on.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
A big DBE thank you to Lana. Again, I've included her 25 epic things you need to do in Key West blog post, along with some of her other related articles on the Florida Keys in the show notes. She does a great job with putting these blog posts together. So if you want to learn more about the Florida Keys or are thinking about planning a Keys trip, check out her work because it will definitely be helpful. If you like DBE and want to support this podcast, three things you can do is hit that follow button, give the show a 5-star review, and tell a friend. Any or all of those things are super helpful, and I very much appreciate everyone who's taken the time to support DBE. Well, that is it for the first episode of 2024. I hope you enjoyed learning about Key West, and I will talk to you soon.